WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday, Fox presents the premiere of Futurama, the latest of many animated series to be produced for primetime this season. The difference this time is that it comes from the man responsible for the current animation boom in the first place, Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
It's been 10 years since Matt Groening took his goofy yellow cartoon characters from The Tracey Ullman Show and transplanted them to their own primetime hit series. But when The Simpsons struck gold, Groening didn't follow the standard procedure of hot TV producers in Hollywood. He didn't walk away from his show and leave it in other hands, and he didn't create a spinoff. His explanation for not leaving The Simpsons is that he enjoyed the work too much. And though he wanted to do some sort of Simpsons spinoff, too many people were too greedy when it came to ownership and merchandising rights, so nothing ever got off the ground. But this weekend, finally, comes Matt Groening's second cartoon series for television. It's called Futurama, and it was worth the wait. The premise of the show is that on New Year's Eve 1999, a New York delivery boy named Fry brings a pizza to a cryogenic institute and accidentally gets frozen for 1,000 years. The kid, not the pizza. When Fry wakes up, it's only hours away from the year 3000, and New York is a very different place called New New York. Before long, he meets a one-eyed alien woman named Leela, an elderly scientist who's his only living relative, and a robot named Bender who drinks too much. Basically, he's an oilgaholic. Like The Simpsons, Futurama is a multi-layered full family treat, silly and goofing enough to hook the kids, and subtle and sarcastic enough to charm their parents. The voice work is good too, with Billy West, who did the voices of Ren and Stimpy, as Fry, and Katie Sagal of Married with Children as Leela. As with The Simpsons, there's no laugh track, so you find yourself laughing out loud without prompting to the inside jokes and toss-away references. Like the fact that the airport serving New New York is known as the John F. Kennedy Jr. Airport, and that future historians refer to our era as the Stupid Ages. At one point, my favorite in Sunday's premiere, Fry visits a 30th century head museum, where visitors are welcomed by the disembodied head of Leonard Nimoy, floating in a jar along with all the other similarly preserved celebrities. Nimoy, as guest star, provides his own voice.
Welcome to the Head Museum. I'm Leonard Nimoy.
Spock? Hey, do the thing.
I don't do that anymore.
This is unbelievable. What do you heads do all day?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it. It's a life of quiet dignity.
Feeding time!
That's when Groening provides a terrific visual payoff. The former Star Trek Vulcan, happily floating in his jar and sucking up fish food like a pet goldfish. I laughed out loud, and that's the first new sitcom all season to make me do that. Welcome back, Matt. Your new show, I predict, has a very bright future.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.